John speaks of God's eternal Son come to dwell among us. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world. And though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Heidi, thank you so much for bringing us that reading. And everybody, we're going to be thinking about a few words from it, and you'll find it in the order of service if it helps to refer to that famous reading from John's Gospel there. Let's bow our heads for a short prayer. Loving God, as we think about your word this evening, please speak to each one of us and show us afresh the wonder of Christmas. Amen. Now, I've been doing some research into the best Christmas crackers on the market. I've been fed up with the usual gifts, those little plastic hair clips, the miniature playing cards, and most of all, that red fish that tells me I'm in a bad mood after Christmas dinner every year. So this year, I have bought these beauties. And ladies and gentlemen, this is not just a cracker. This is a Marks and Spencer luxury cracker. And these contain miniature cheese graters, reusable clothes brushes, and wooden bookmarks. But magnificent as these crackers are, they are not the best on the market. The Daily Mail has reported on a set of crackers which contain the following presents: a luxury Swiss watch, a diamond necklace, the keys to an Aston Martin sports car, and the keys to a Sunseeker motor yacht. Before you dash out to get these crackers, they are priced at an eye-watering £4 million, and they are sold by a company called Simply Crackers, which I think tells us all we need to know about them. I want to focus for the next few minutes on just one sentence or verse from that famous reading from the start of John's Gospel. You can see it in the order of service. It's verse number 12 there, and it also appears on the screen. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. These words speak of a gift far more valuable than all of those cracker presents, a gift which Jesus Christ came into the world to give us, a gift that transforms the lives of all who receive it, the gift of becoming a child of God. And to help us get excited about that gift this Christmas time, I want to say three brief things about it. First of all, it is a wonderful gift. Jesus Christ came into the world to give us the right to become children of God. What a wonderful gift that is. You see, the children of God have an intimate relationship with God, our Creator. I wonder if you've seen this picture, which we can have up on the screen. It's one of my favorite photos. It's a picture of President Kennedy sitting in the Oval Office with his young son, JJ, playing under his desk. And you can imagine the generals, the ambassadors, the cabinet secretaries, all queued up outside waiting for a few minutes with the president. But his son, JJ, he just runs straight in to be with his dad, to play with him, to enjoy his company, to ask his questions, to get his help. He has an intimate relationship with his father, the president. Well, the child of God has an intimate relationship with his or her father, God. They can come into God's presence in prayer to enjoy being with him, to ask their questions, to receive his help. The child of God knows that in the struggles and the joys of life, their Creator is right there with them. They know that God loves them and is always at work in them. To be God's child is to have an intimate relationship with him. And it is also to have a certain future, a certain future with God. The child of God knows that when the time comes for them to leave this life, when they die, they will be welcomed into heaven. Not because of anything special about them, not because they deserve it, but because by God's gift they are part of his family. And so they have a place in the family home, heaven. To become a child of God is a wonderful gift indeed. We believers should feel like someone who's just pulled a cracker and the keys of a sports car have fallen out. We have an intimate relationship with God and a certain future with him. So Jesus Christ came into the world to give us the right to become children of God. It's a wonderful gift. It's also a necessary gift, a gift we really need. We might ask, why do we need to be given the right to become children of God? Aren't we all God's children anyway? Well, we are made by God, but we're not by nature his children. Rather, left to ourselves, we have a broken relationship with God. If we look at the reading in the order of service in verse number 10, it speaks of how Jesus was treated when he came into the world. Verse 10, he was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. That phrase, not recognize, it speaks of a deliberate act to ignore. It's like if someone in the office cuts you cold. When Jesus Christ came into his world, the world cut him cold. Verse 11, he came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. That phrase, not receive him, it speaks of a deliberate act to reject, like when someone slams the front door in your face. When Jesus Christ came to his own people, they slammed the door in his face. That's a shocking truth. But actually, we're no different today. God gives us life and breath and everything else. But we don't want God to be in charge of our lives. No, rather, we would prefer to live life our own way without him. So in our hearts, again and again, we cut God cold and slam the door in his face. That's what I'm doing whenever I choose to be selfish or proud or greedy. I'm choosing to live life my own way. Without God, my Creator. And our rejection of God is so serious because it cuts us off from friendship with God, who is perfect. And it leaves us left to ourselves, not heading for heaven, but for an eternity separated from God and all his good gifts. You see, those cracker gifts, the diamond necklace, the sports car keys, the super yacht keys, they're amazing. But they're not things that anyone needs. Whereas Jesus Christ came into the world to give us a necessary gift. A gift that we need more than anything else. He came to those who have rejected God. Those who face being separated from him. and he gives us the right to become God's children. It's a wonderful gift. It's a necessary gift. And last of all, it's a costly gift. It was extremely costly for Jesus to make us God's children. Verse 14 in our reading there in John's Gospel shows us what he had to do. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling amongst us. Jesus Christ was the Word, the one who had been with God for all eternity, the one who was God, and he became flesh. He became a human being and dwelt amongst us. Now, it was costly at the start of his life, wasn't it? He wasn't born in a palace, but in a stable. He wasn't laid in a cot. He was laid in a rough feeding trough. And that was just the start of his life, a life where he knew what it was to be rejected, to be lonely, and to suffer. And, oh, if it was costly for Jesus at the start of his life, it was costly for him when he died on the cross. He was nailed there to pay the price himself for the ways we slam the door in God's face. In love, he took our place, and he took the separation from God that we deserve so that we can become God's children. Read recently about a French policeman, Colonel Arnold Bertram, and he made a very costly sacrifice. Maybe you remember this story. It was in March of last year. A terrorist seized a supermarket in the south of France. The gunman was holding a female shopper hostage, using her as a human shield. And Colonel Bertram, in charge of the police operation, offered to go into the supermarket and to swap places with that hostage. An amazing act of bravery. He knew what he was doing. And hours later, when the police stormed that supermarket, he was killed. What love. He went into the supermarket to take her place. He died so that she could live. And actually, what Colonel Bertram did is just a picture of what Jesus Christ has done for each one of us. He came into this world to take our place. He died so that we can live. Now, those crackers were pretty expensive at £4 million. That is nothing compared to the cost that Jesus has done. Came into the world and died on the cross. The Son of God became a man so that we can become children of God. It is a wonderful, a necessary, and a costly gift. Well, how do we receive this gift? Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. We receive the gift by receiving Jesus Christ into our lives. Not just by celebrating Christmas, not just by trying hard to live a good life, not just by coming to church, but by receiving Jesus into our lives as our living Lord, asking him to come in and be in charge as our loving ruler. Have you received Jesus Christ into your life? It's costly to do it, but think about the cost that he paid, and remember how wonderful it is to be a child of God. My longing for all those who have not done so is that this Christmas they will receive Jesus Christ, and in a moment I'll pray a prayer we can use to do that. But first, I know that many, many of us have received him. And if so, are you rejoicing this Christmas in being a child of God? The danger is we forget what a privilege it is. We forget what an amazing gift it is. So this Christmas, make the most of the intimate relationship with God that Jesus Christ has given you. Draw near to him in prayer. Come to him. Enjoy being with God. And delight in the certain future that you have with him. Can you say to yourself this evening, tomorrow morning when you wake up, through Jesus Christ, I'm a child of God. God is my Father, and heaven is my home. What a gift Jesus Christ came into the world to give us. To all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Let's pray together. Loving God, we're sorry for the ways in our hearts we cut you cold and even slam the door in your face, preferring to live life our own way without you. Lord Jesus, thank you that you became a human and you died on the cross so that we can become the children of God. We ask you to come into our lives or to stay in our lives, to be our loving ruler. Thank you that all who receive you are children of God. Amen.